the end when she tries to explain electronic music.
Electronic music does away with the need for human beings as performers, as it is controlled by the turning of a knob. And it has nothing to offer the ordinary listener or the learner who wants some music to play or sing.
How she would despair today of all those young digital artists on their laptops, in their bedrooms, turning their knobs.
Oh, I don't know. Richard Witts continues the story of the musical appreciation movement tomorrow evening in the essay at 11:15. This week's programmes are produced in Bristol by Sarah Davis. This is BBC Radio 3. It's my turn in the Through the Night presenter's chair from 12:30 with music by Mozart to start. But now at 11 o'clock, it's time for the first of this week's Late Junctions. Here's Max Reinhardt.
Thank you, John. And welcome to a Late Junction that doesn't stay still for long. Restlessly moving from Quebec to Budapest, from Cage to Kotka, from South African rocktronica to Galician medieval music. And we start with the Bad Plus. A jazz trio from Minneapolis, pianist Ethan Everson, bassist Reed Anderson and drummer Dave King. Their raison d'etre is to demolish whatever expectations listeners have of jazz trios. Try this, 7-Minute Mind.
Thank you.
Diddling and Mouth, a medley of bothy music, which started with Stumpy and the Mason's Arms and finished with that mouth organ version of Lochiel's Welcome to Glasgow. Diddling is another name for mouth music, or poche d'abeille, and bothy is, well, apparently around 100 years ago, the bothy system on farms in northeast Scotland was at its zenith as a kind of folk song incubator. Unmarried farm labourers were lodged in stone outhouses or bothies, where they spent a lot of time making music, singing and playing fiddles and melodeons. Unfortunately, the School of Scottish Studies at University of Edinburgh don't credit the performers on these tapes from their archives. But if you happen to know who was singing and playing, you can tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or text 83111 or email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. while we're on air. And please don't feel you need to limit yourself to answering arcane questions about mouth music. We'd just love to hear from you. Composer, musician and filmmaker Philip Clamo also hails from northeast Scotland, but his musical and sound palette ventures much further afield. This piece is from his album Memma, which is released on October the 1st and features a stellar ensemble of musicians, including Byron Wallen, Oren Marshall and B.J. Cole. This track's called Burst, a struggle to find a way through. It can't be possibly called A Struggle to Find a Way Though. That must have been the typo. Thank you. Ondas do mar de Vigo se vistes, mo amigo. O waves of Vigo's bay. Have you seen that my love is gone away? That's one of Cantigas de Amigo, Songs for My Love, composed by 13th century Galician composer-musician Martin Kodax, performed by Symphonie, directed by Stevie Wishart, who was playing Symphonie or hurdy-gurdy. Before that, pianist Stefan Schleichermacher performed Aeolian Harp, composed by Henry Cowell, an early American experimentalist who first used the technique of placing objects directly on the strings of the grand piano in 1914. Yep, a prepared piano, and gave lessons to John Cage in the mid-1930s. Much more Cage a little later. Niko Muhly was born nearly 20 years after Cowell died. In his excellent book about 20th century music, The Rest is Noise, Alex Ross writes that Muhly achieves a cool balance between ancient and modern, between the life of the mind and the noise of the street. This is his piece for chamber orchestra, Motion, performed by the Aurora Orchestra, conducted by Nicholas Colon.
Thank you.
The Aurora Orchestra, conducted by Nicholas Colon, performing Nico Muli's Motion, in which Muli says he tries to capture the nervous energy of obsessive counting. That recording is scarcely a year old, but this next was recorded 33 years ago. Obsessive counting, I think. Probably in Dakar, using only two mics, it goes on, to capture the live sound of the glorious nine-piece band that was the Royal Band de Tees. Many thanks to Dakar's Teranga Beat label for excavating such great sounds. Here they are playing their version of Yay Boy, a very popular title in Wolof circles. And if anyone can shed some light as to what the song title means, tweet us at BBC Radio 3 and let us all in on the secret. Sama Yay Boy.
Bye, boy. Bye, summer after. Sensing love. It was down in Chinatown, all the cookies laid around. Some were high and some were mighty low. There were millions on the floor when a knock came on the door, and there stood old Smokey Joe. He was wet and cold and pale, he was looking for his frail. He was broken, all his junk ran out. Nobody made a sound as he stood and looked around, and then you'd hear old Smokey shout. Tell me, where is Minnie?
Tell me, where is Minnie?
My poor Minnie.
Your poor Minnie.
Has she been here kicking the gong around? If you don't know Minnie,
don't know Minnie,
she's tall and skinny. She gets her pleasure kicking the gong around. Skitty wanna loody deedy wanna loady deedy lady.
Yeah!
Skitty wanna loady deedy wanna loady deedy lady.
No!
Skitty wanna do da do 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 lady.
No!
Just tell her Smokey Joe was here and had to go. And as he departed, the curtains parted,
the curtains parted,
and there stood Minnie kicking the gong around.
Cab Calloway and his orchestra kicking the gong around. Everybody's favourite song from 80 years ago about smoking opium. And his modernism did not stop there. In his films from the 1930s, Cab Calloway can be seen doing a gliding backstep that bears more than a passing resemblance to Michael Jackson's moonwalk. Staying for a moment in the 1930s, Budapest Bar are a modern Hungarian gypsy band who are celebrating the glory days of 1930s Budapest, when so many people came to the city looking for work that there was a grave housing shortage. People used flats and even beds on a shift basis. 12 hours was all you got, and then someone else got into the bed while you went to work. So the cafes were where you did your socialising. They were the living rooms of the people. There were over 600 cafes in the city. Builders' cafes, butchers' cafes, bakers' cafes, you name it. And each had their own extraordinary gypsy band playing.
Megnyílott a pokolbár, kezdődik a vidám bár. Mini szoknyás ördög, lányok ropják már az ördög táncot, eket verő hangulatban láng a lég, a koktélkapon ég, 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 jó ég. Csörögnek a jeges vödröt, és katészik minden ördög, hé, hé. Évfél elmúlt üzemben a pokolbár, kavarog a színes bár. Hétrét görnyed ördög, dörmög, öreg ördög, nem vén ördög, még táncolni jár. Lucifer a gebin föl, sosem járt itt, mert mindig nagy rendet tart a pokolban. Lübörög a pokol kvártet, nem kell itt a tánchoz parket. Hajnal felé aztán mindenki indul új melóra, a na pokol bár. Kezdődik a színes bál. Mindig szoknyás ördög lányok lopják már az ördög táncot. Egyet verő hangulatban láng a lég a bok, te katon ég, ég, ég. Jó ég. Csörögnek a jeges vagy röpes, sötészik minden ördög. Hé, hé, éjfél elmúlt. Üzemben a pokol bár. Kavarog a színes bál. Hétrét gürnyet ördög dörmög. Öreg ördög nem vén ördög. Még gebbint főnök, nem kellene külön őrök. Gorhely ördög sosem járt itt, mert mindig nagy rendet tart a pokol. Döbörög a pokol kvártet, nem kell itt a tánchoz parkett. Hajnal felé aztán mindenki indul új melóra
guitar master Leo Kutka from Athens, Georgia, with Wine. And before that, Öduk Tank by Budapest Bar, whom we'll be hearing more from as the week goes on. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. If you'd like full details of all the music I'm playing tonight, visit our Lake Junction homepage online via the BBC Radio 3 webpages. And there you'll find our playlists, which appear in full after this broadcast. And you'll also be able to listen again to this programme as often as you need over the next 7 days. Back in the 1930s in Quebec, Mary Rosanne Travers, or La Bolduc, was known as the Queen of Canadian Folk Singers. Her percussive style of singing apparently wore a hole in the plate of her false teeth. That's according to my producer Freya Hellier's French-Canadian mother-in-law. Good evening, madam. Maybe that explains the title of this song, J'ai un bouton sur la langue. I've got a button on my tongue.
Me voilà mal à manger, j'ai un bouton sur le bout du nez. Quand je viens pour regarder, je vous dis que ça me fait loucher. Je vous assure, c'est bien souffrant, ça me fait du mauvais sang. Je me suis fait une bonne longue, bien guéri d'un pas grand temps. Puis j'en ai sur le bout de la langue et qu'il m'empêche de turluter. Puis ça me fait bégayer, bégayer, bégayer. Sur le nerf du cou, qui est aussi grand que 30 sous. J'en ai un sur le menton, qui est aussi gros qu'un citron. J'en ai un autre sur le bord de l'oreille, qui me sert de pendant d'oreille. Je vous assure qu'il tarnisse pas, sauf garantie 14 garants. Puis j'en ai un sur le bout de la langue, et qu'il m'empêche de turluter. Ça me fait bégayer, bégayer, bégayer. J'ai de la misère à marcher, j'ai une monture en dessous du pied. Quand je mets mes boussillés, je vous assure, ça me fait boiter. J'ai fait ça l'été passé, quand j'étais au Saguenay. C'est à mon allant baigner, une écrevisse m'a pincé le pied. Puis j'ai un bouton sur le bout de la langue et qu'il m'empêche de turluter. Puis ça me fait bégayer, bégayer, bégayer. Il y a des fois je rhumatise, et d'autres fois j'ai la picuite. Quand je mange la soupe au pot, j'ai des brûlements d'estomac. Pour guérir mon mal de rein, je mange des crêpes de sarrasin. Si ça continue comme ça, ils vont chanter mon libérant. Puis j'ai un bouton sur le bout de la langue et qu'il m'empêche de turluter. Puis ça me fait bégayer, bégayer, bégayer. Vous êtes comme ça, mes amis, ça veut dire que vous êtes mal pris. J'ai un conseil à vous donner, vous êtes mieux de vous faire soigner. Avant que ça y aille trop loin, allez voir le médecin. Quand on apprend trop longtemps, ça finit par un enterrement. Puis j'ai un bouton sur le bout de la langue et qu'il m'empêche de turluter. Puis ça me fait bégayer, bégayer, bégayer.
Thank you. ships at sea, just like ships at sea, passing through the night fog like ghosts through walls, just like ships at sea.
Spurk Matambo's grave. From the start of his career with his cover of Joy Division's She Lost Control, he made it clear that he was going to depart from the beaten paths of South African hip-hop stars. And with his album Father Creeper, with its gothic surreal visions of Johannesburg, part Prince, part Philip K. Dick, he seems to be several laps ahead of the Afro-futurist pack. And this week, he's part of the Africa Express crew, along with Damon Albarn, Fatoumata Diawara, and Tony Allen and the rest of the gang. Tonight, they were really rocking it, apparently, down in Glasgow there at the Arches. Tomorrow, they're at Manchester at the Ritz. And on Thursday, they reach Wales, Cardiff University, Africa Express, touring the UK right now. More now from Stevie Wishart and Symphonie, a music from the 13th century Trouvère tradition, Danse Royale. Luigi Nono's Liebeslied, performed by the Vienna Youth Choir and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Claudio Abbado. It's probably the only 12-tone choral love song ever, since it expresses Nono's love for Schoenberg's daughter, Nuria, and it obviously worked because they were married in 1955, the year after its first performance. However, take my advice. 12-tone love songs may not do the job for you if your intended is not a close relative of Schoenberg. Before that, an improvisation instrumental for flute and violin by Compagnie El Hashemi Nas, and the violin being played was a kamanja, or spiked fiddle, very much a local instrument to this group from the Tafilalé in Morocco. Now, let's leave sobriety behind for a while. Starting with this, dive straight into a drunkard's hell with those right-thinking bluegrass boys, the Stanley Brothers.
It was on one dark and starless night, I heard and saw an awful sight. All around this drunkard's feet, I started home to change my life, to see my long neglected wife. I found her kneeling by her bed. She said her darling baby was dead. On bended knees I prayed a prayer that God might save and protect us there. Who preached like Paul, who once did say, our sins have all been washed away. That whiskey stay as far from me as a mountain is from the deep blue sea. It was on one dark and starless night, I heard and saw an awful sight. The lightning flashed, the thunder roared, all around this drunkard's feet.
Muddy Waters, sitting here and drinking. Clearly he was savouring those whiskey blues. And before that, since it's now the 5th of September 2012, I started the celebration of John Cage's 100th birthday with his first piece for prepared piano, Bacchanal. Here on Radio 3, there's a whole week of Cage celebrations across the schedule in the week starting 15th of September. More details and indeed more Cage tonight on Late Junction. That's Wednesday's Late Junction. I'll be back at 11 o'clock. Till then, I'll leave you with Tizita, an impassioned ballad from the debut CD from London's own Ethiopian band Kra Collective. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the tweets and emails about Bolduc, the Stanley Brothers, and so on. Good night. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. In about 50 minutes, the famous promenade theme heralds a gallery tour through Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition, with Nielsen's violin concerto to follow. Before that, two of Mozart's best-loved chamber works, both putting a wind instrument centre stage. His soloist in the oboe quartet was well used to the spotlight. Friedrich Ramm had been appointed to the court orchestra in Mannheim when he was just 14. A contemporary wrote that his playing had a delicacy, a lightness and a power of expression that enchant the listener. So, no pressure for Bengt Rosengren here then. His string-playing friends are Morlin Broman, Göran Fröst and Eric Williams. Bengt Rosengren is the principal oboist of the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra, and there he was playing Mozart's Oboe Quartet in F, with Malin Broman, Göran Frost and Eric Williams. They're joined by second violinist Ulf Forsberg now, as Niklas Andersson steps into the spotlight for Mozart's clarinet quintet. Once again, Mozart was writing for a member of the renowned Mannheim Court Orchestra, where Anton Stadler was the new instrument's ambassador.